Blog Talk Radio.
We sing praises to your name. We sing all the praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We sing praises to your name. We sing all the praises to your name. For your name is great. For your name is great. For your name is great. And so greatly to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you for another day, another service, another opportunity, Father God, to lift up your name on high. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us, keeps us, delivers us, helps us, blesses us. Father, it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. And so we say thank you that you watched over us as we slept and we slumbered all night long, kept us from evil and danger, seen and unseen. And as we rise this morning, Father, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our endeavors on this day. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, Father, as we lift up our families, Father, our children, our spouses, our parents, Father God, our households, Father God, in everything that you have given unto us as stewards. So we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the word of God as it is going forth today, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, Father. And we thank you for the living word that will never, ever, ever return unto you void, but will always and shall always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for loving us, keeping us, blessing us, helping us, checking us, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back into your hands, Father, and ask that you would have your way, because indeed you are the potter and we are the clay. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We want to give a hearty top of the morning to you, to you, and to you, and to you, and to you too. La-di-da-di, everybody. Amen. Our brothers and sisters, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, amen. We greet you in Jesus' name, and we welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, amen, for the last 11 years and 10 months. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. There's no time and distance in the spirit. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We pray that everyone is excited today. Why, it's another day the Lord has made. TGIF. Today, God is first. Amen. And we come seeking first his kingdom. Amen. And all of his righteousness. Amen. So God is good, beloved. Amen. Because we Amen. I'm convinced that regardless of what season we're in, guess what? It could be worse. No matter what we're experiencing, it could be worse. Amen. And it's sure enough going to be better. Going to be better. Amen. The latter shall be greater. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We pray that you have been enjoying the teachings. Amen. On Elijah and Elisha. That was some good teaching this week. That thing's still in my spirit. I don't know. We'll see what the Lord has to do next week. Amen. I don't know. We ain't finished with Elijah. It's too much to say on that man and Elisha. Amen. So I don't know about you. Amen. I know I've been blessed. Amen. I preach myself happy. Amen. And so we bless the Lord today. Amen. We want to talk about Brother Luke. Dr. Luke. Amen. And so we want to thank God coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is an evangelist. Amen. She loves the Lord. I'm telling you, she loves the Lord. Amen. She loves God's people. My God, the woman can sing. She's singing right up. She's singing the hell out of you. You let her look. This little singing is a ministry. There's ministry and music. But there was music in heaven before Satan got kicked out. It's still music in heaven. God put that thing together when he put music together. Music is ministry. And I'm telling you, when this woman here starts singing, you better watch out. She'll sing the hell out of you. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God. She's a teacher. She's a preacher. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. She is a servant. Oh, my God. She's just so much. Amen. So many gifts, so many talents. Amen. And doing the will of the Lord. And God is using her in a mighty way, in a mighty way. She's a prayer warrior. Amen. She's a blessing to the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And definitely a blessing to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm talking about none other than our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson. Amen. We thank God for this woman of God. Amen. And it's she who's going to come in her own way, as she would say, in her own flavor. Amen. Glory be to God. And give us, amen, what thus saith the Lord. Amen. This morning, amen, on Dr. Luke. Amen. In Jesus' name. So let us receive her. Amen, for her grace and for her abilities at this time. Amen and amen. God bless you, Evangelist Jackson. Are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord, everybody. The Lord. Good praise morning.
Him. Praise him and good morning. Thank you for being with us on this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Never went to sleep. So I know it must be a word from the Lord. Amen.
I thank God. Roll it out. God bless you. Roll it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's how you do sometimes, because you can always get sleep. I'm not worried, but I'm going to get to sleep. Amen. You know, sometimes you just be excited about bringing out what the Lord had gave me to say today. Amen. And, thank God for Life Word Kingdom Ministry, Iron Apostle, Dr. Frieda Bradford. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Gave me so many opportunities. Hallelujah. You know, she inspired me, you know, because I'm learning that a lot of times they didn't recognize women preachers, women ministers, women nothing, women. And, you know, she paved the way for so many of us women, gave us so many opportunities, men and women and young and old. Hallelujah. When some people are intimidated, but she likes to sit back and seeing, like she called our spiritual mother. Hallelujah. And that she's saying that he's going to cover us. And, you know, it's good to know that somebody loves you and be able to say these words. And they making up words. You know, you can tell when somebody's saying something they don't mean right. But you can tell when it's coming from the heart. And God bless you. I love you, love you, love you. And like you always say, ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I was so excited talking about Dr. Luke. Or Luke, because I'm getting to a point that you already prayed. He did all that stuff. But I just want to just say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Most gracious God, just increase your spirit and decrease my spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, endow me with your Holy Ghost. Send an old mission and send a commission, Lord, that I be able to do your work and do your assignment, even on this early morning. Because, listen, tomorrow's not promised, but I got to do what I need to do today. Amen. So Luke, like you said, I think we all know when we hear about Luke, the first thing I know when you hear about Luke, Dr. Medicine Man. But I'm really learning that all my research I was reading, Dr. Luke was a medicine man, but he was even the Dr. Luke of a spiritual, of the soul. You know, that relating spirits of the soul. And, oh, my God, I'm not going to try to, because when you were spirit of the soul, you are spirit, soul, and body. You relating to the spirit, relating to the spirit. Hallelujah. Soul relating to your emotions. Hallelujah. And the body relating to your flesh. Oh, my. I listened to you a little bit. I said, Lord, see all on what I was saying today. Hallelujah. Apostle. I listen to you at 5 o'clock on Facebook. Amen. But it introduced Luke is an intentional writer because he did not know Jesus Christ personally. He did not know Jesus Christ. You know, like some of the disciples, they, you know, John the Baptist, he was the front row of Jesus. And this one, you know, was with Jesus, but he didn't met him personally. He became a follower after the Lord's death when Paul taught him the gospel of Luke, and he had been born a physician, but he left that profession and to travel with Paul. Luke means life giver. Luke means life giver. So when I thought about Luke means, his name means life giver, and we should be the light and we should be able to give and serve. Because if his name means the life giver, That thing did something to me. Because Luke's name means light giver. And we should be the light of the world. And we should be a giver. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Luke, a doctor of medicine and a doctor of spiritual of the soul, a spiritual medicine of the soul. So my topic is Luke, a physician, Luke, the spiritual physician of the soul. Luke, the physician, Luke, the spiritual physician of the soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Luke implied to introduce his gospel that he had not seen the Lord, but rather heard the events of the life of the Lord Jesus from other eyewitnesses. So it let you know, even here today, we see the eyewitness in the Bible and the scripture. Eyewitness, we didn't see the actual event of his death, of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Of the wine turning to, the water turning to wine, or even at the wedding feast. Hallelujah, that when they had no wine, that he was able to multiply it even more. Hallelujah. We ain't see the encounter, but we kind of like eyewitness, or we read it in the Bible. Amen. Oh, my. But Luke is the only gospel writer that recorded Jesus' statement about a physician. A physician healed yourself. And Luke 4:23, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And Luke 5:31, he also extended profession, courtesy following doctors when it's recounted the event surrounding the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. See, I did not know that because he had the encounter. Dr. Luke had the encounter with the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Now, as a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. That was Mark 5:25-26. So Luke, the doctor, physician, he saw the encounter with the woman of the issue of blood. I thought about Pastor Erica. She preached about the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, Lord, help her. Oh, my mom. Luke also mentioned the fact that the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ was the first called Christian in the Antioch church. So let me read that again. Luke also was mentioned the fact that the believers in the Lord Jesus was the first called Christian, believers, Christ-like, fellowship, friends, at Acts 11:26-27. Hallelujah, at the Antioch church. Acts 11:26 is when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. And it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves with the church, and he taught much people, and disciples were called Christians. First in the Antioch church. Oh, my, 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 my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Acts 11:27, and in these days there came prophet Jerusalem, Antioch. But to let you know, when if you're thinking about those that ministers and those that meet the needs of the people, really, really when you learn about Luke, Dr. Luke, the physician, his main profession was a doctor, medicine doctor, but then he was companion and the second and third missionary journey with Apostle Paul. Even when he was in Rome and he was in jail, he left his profession, oh my, my, to take care of his companion, his friend, when he was in Rome and when he was locked in jail and when he was in house arrest. Oh my God, help us, Lord. Oh. Luke was a man from the Antioch area who wrote while being moved by the Holy Spirit. We can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. I say, Apostle was all on my day, talking about the Holy Spirit, gentlemen, he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. I say, Lord, all on. I'm just looking. I was like, oh, Lord. So that's confirmation, they always say. But he was moved by the Holy Spirit. He was very, he just didn't listen to what people say. It was like, okay, I can say that. Then you can say, well, look at Luke, first chapter. Then look at Luke and look at Acts and read it for yourself. Because he didn't believe what anybody told him. He was very wise, and he wanted to see, not just hear what people say, but he wanted to check it out for himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke was a physician. He helped his friend Apostle Paul take care of him and in the spiritual diet to meet the needs of the poor. Are we willing to meet the needs of the poor? What is a physician? To heal themselves. The Bible, the biblical proverbs, meaning that people should take care of their own defects and not just correct the faults of others. You know, I think sometimes we worry about other people and their problems instead of just trying to get your own self together. So even he was a physician, he was a Gentile in the Antioch church. It didn't really say he was married or anything like that, but he loved God, he loved Jesus, and he loved his friend. Lord help us. Hallelujah. And he said he was willing to, he said, what does the Bible say about physicians? You know, because sometimes people say, well, you don't need to go to the doctor, or you do need to go to the doctor, or you can take herbs, or you can take that. Why would God and his son Jesus, and then they had these writers write about a physician, and we don't want to go to a physician. What did the Bible say about a physician? He provides that it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but it's the sick. Let me read that again. What does the Bible say about a physician? He replied, it's not the healthy that who need of a doctor, but it's the sick. In Matthew 9 and 12, Jesus recognized people need a doctor. And he did not condemn using a doctor and early remedies. Yes, Jesus, hallelujah, performed many miracles. He healed, hallelujah, miracles while he was on earth. So the great physician is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Here is a Greek. He was a Greek doctor of the medicine, leaving his practice, like I said earlier, to be a personal physician, hallelujah, to his friend, to Apostle Paul. You know, a time of hardship. You know, a lot of people, when you get sick, they leave you. Hallelujah. I think a lot of us on the line can see that. Hallelujah. When you get sick, they leave you. Hallelujah. Really don't even know how to deal with you, really. They don't really know what to say. Since he was a physician of medicine and a physician of a medicine doctor, and a medicine doctor is different from a regular doctor. A physician of medicine, they can't really do too many surgical things. They just like practice it. You know, they're doing a little practicing, but they really can't do the surgical thing. They can't do surgical work on a person. So that's why they call them physician. But he was a physician of and a preacher, a hardship. He knew all the marks of Jesus on a powerful body, the scars left after he was assaulted in a personal, hallelujah, batter, taking care of the wounds. Don't that remind you of Jesus? Imagine he left his profession and went to help apostle and companion in the second and third day of a missionary journey to take care of somebody. This that came in my mind was St. John 15 and 13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for a friend. Hallelujah. That was Jesus, and that's what we need to do, is lay down our life for our friend, for our sisters, for our brother, and produce and push and encourage them like a doctor, hallelujah, Dr. Luke did. Hallelujah. 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 Now his patient grow old before his time, suffering in a Roman cell. Are you willing to go to jail to see somebody sick and they really, they getting old and they need your help? You know, we give him a glass of water, some food. Hallelujah. That's why I call him the spiritual, hallelujah, physician. Go above and beyond expectation. Go and above and beyond expectation for a soul. Hallelujah. Luke was a learned man. He was an author. He liked the Christ. He loved the Christ. We, as Christians, we must continue to educate ourselves. Never assume we already know everything. Hallelujah. Luke's faith was to God. Jesus to their words and apostles. He was faithful to Paul. He trusted a loyal friend. He's standing by him in good times and bad times. And we too can be faithful to friends and God. Hallelujah. 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 Luke was a physician, a spiritual physician, a beloved physician. He was a Gentile, a friend, an author. He never met Jesus. He was an eyewitness of the miracles. Dr. Luke, Paul. He was a friend of Paul, companion of Paul. He companion with him in his second and third missionary journey. Luke, hallelujah, in Rome. He was two years in house arrest. 2 years of house arrest. 2 years. Oh, my God. But you get that in Acts 28, 30, and 31. But the main thing that I want to bring out is that Luke belonged to the 70 disciples who were scattered by the offense of the word which Christ spoke it. So it says Mark and Luke was in that scattering. Okay, you know, they had the 12 disciples. Then they had an extra 70. But he was one of the 70 ones, Mark and Luke, because he was able to heal the sick. They would ever deliver. They would ever cast out demons. That was his mission. That's why I call him the spiritual doctor, spiritual medicine man, spiritual doctor. That was for the soul, for their spiritual relating to their spirit, for their soul and relating to their emotion, and for their body relating to, hallelujah, hallelujah, their body related to their flesh. Hallelujah. He was willing to do all of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was willing to do all of that. Dr. Luke, hallelujah, Gentile, hallelujah, was educated. Hallelujah, that was an author. Hallelujah, that left his profession to help another companion, a friend, apostle. And when he got old, he was willing to meet the needs. He washed his body. He bathed him. He would like to start. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can imagine like with the alabaster bottle. This woman was willing to wash her hair with his hair. You know, a lot of people want to touch your body and you got boils or sickness on your body. You can't help yourself. More odors might come out. They don't want to touch you there. But he was willing to do that, and go into the jailhouse, help him when he got old, help him when he got house arrest, and find out he didn't even do nothing wrong. Oh, Lord, help us. Hallelujah. And the main thing I wanted to say that he's saying that his name means light giver. Giver of light, hallelujah. And that's what we should be. When I look at the story, Dr. Luke, of the spiritual soul, spiritual relate to the spirit, soul relate to the emotion, hallelujah, body relate to the flesh. That's what we should be. Spiritual man, woman, boy, or girl, to woman lay down your life for a friend. And then it reminds me of humility, reminds me of humbleness. Hallelujah. And not looking for no payout, but just willing to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah, willing to serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the good times and the bad times, willing to serve in humility. When he, you know, probably making a whole lot as his profession, but he get left off his profession as a physician to meet the needs and be a spiritual physician to meet the needs of a soul. Hallelujah. In summary and closing is, as I learned of this story, Dr. Luke, hallelujah, the physician. But the main thing I'm learning, we should be the spiritual physician, the spiritual doctor, the spiritual mentor, the spiritual, hallelujah, hallelujah. Serving, you know, we all are called to be evangelism. He was one of the great evangelism, You know, and really, that's the whole name of spectrum of evangelism, because in that name, you can do a whole lot of things. You go out. You go out, 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 you go out. And like you said, on the social media, on the radio, or missing somebody earlier this week on Bible study, just, she just called, I just thought, mentioned, and I said, Lord, this is going in hand with the lesson, is that we all should be spiritual doctors and for the soul. That might not be your profession that you went to school and all the many years to be a doctor and in a nursing cell or but we can really be a physician, hallelujah, spiritual physician to meet the souls of the people. So in my last concluding, no greater love, in St. John 15:13, no greater love that a man would lay down his life for a friend. God bless you. Amen.
Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Oh. Luke the physician, Luke the spiritual physician of the soul. Amen. Awesome. 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 Amen, because I'm telling you, that is the highest profession. Beloved, anything we do for God, anything we do for God, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. We want to thank God for, amen, Brother Luke, amen, the writer, amen, of Luke, and the writer of Acts. Amen. How he went, as you said, above and beyond expectation. Yeah. And you know what I see here, too, that even though he was an educated man, a learned man, but yet he was coachable. He allowed Paul.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
You know, some people get to the point, you can't tell me now. Don't tell me now. I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. I got this. I got a bachelor's, a master's degree. I got 2 master's degrees. You can't tell me nothing. But if we see this man here, coachable, amen, and learning, ever learning, amen, and how God used this man. And I like the way you put it, sister, amen, because that's really our highest calling. That's really our highest calling.
It is.
Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, it's just, I was talking to the Lord this morning. I was talking to him because I took a temporary assignment, beloved, for this season because I'm working on a project, and God gave me permission to do it. It's a lot because, you know, but anyway. So I told the Lord that all I want to do, and it's about to happen, all I want to do is read the word, study the word, read other books, of course, write, teach, and preach. That's all I want to do. I don't want to do nothing else. They can have my insurance license. They can have my real estate license. They can have my nursing license. I don't care nothing about all that. I'm just doing what the Lord would have me to do until he do something different. You hear what I'm saying? Until he do something different. They can have all that. You know what I mean? Thank you for the opportunity. I ain't interested because I don't want that. I just want to be, as you said, amen, the physician, amen, the spiritual physician of the soul. Teach and preach the word local and abroad. That's all I want to do.
That's all I want to do, too.
I mean, it was good. It's good. Don't get me wrong. You got to do what you got to do until you ain't got to do it no more. But all I'm saying is I'm in love with Jesus, and I'm in love with God's word. And we see that Luke was the same way, and we want to thank God, amen, for Dr. Luke. And you know what? I'm glad you brought that point out, Evangelist, because I remember once, I went to the hospital for something. I was in the ER for something, and I'm sitting there.
Right.
And I was saying something about Jesus to the nurse, and the nurse turned around and said, yeah, but right now you need to see a doctor. And
right.
She was right.
You need to see a doctor.
Because you see here in the scriptures where Jesus said,
These people right here need to see a doctor.
That's right. The one
we need to stop beating up the doctors. All right, stop throwing the doctors under the bus. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of us would be dead right now, including me, if it wasn't for them doctors.
Me
too. Two brain aneurysm surgeries. Glory be to God. I know I wouldn't be dead. See, so we need to stop beating up the doctors. Amen. But we want to thank God for Luke, the physician, and Luke, the spiritual physician of the soul. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for Dr. Luke, and thank God for Dr. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful elaboration. Amen. Thorough. Amen. Well investigated and well presented. Amen. So we want to thank God for you, sister. Amen. You're such a blessing in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Any announcements, anything going on, anything you want to share in any form or fashion?
Well, you know what? This story, I'm like you, Apostle. I just be all in the world. This word did something for me, and no, really not so much announcement, because I'm at a point, you know. I'm like you. I listen. You can say so much, but that's not important. My main thing is this mommy, am I a spirit, soul, and body of the Christ? That's I don't have anything to say at this time. Let me ask you a question. But this day reflected on me, and you know what the Lord said, you are that physician. That's why you the Lord know what you was doing, because I didn't know I was gonna get that out. I didn't know Dr. Luke and all that. But no, I don't have no announcement at this time. Not at this time, but something is coming. Amen. That's all I can say at this time.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And you know what? Just to wrap it up, sister, and your elaboration, beloved. Now, we saw where Luke went full-time for the Lord. But I want you to know, regardless of what you do for a living, you can still be working full-time for I don't care what you do for a living. You could be in the sanitation department, and we thank God for the sanitation department, because our world would be a wreck if they weren't picking up our trash. I don't care what line of work you do. Amen. While you're waiting for God to make that transition, amen, for you to retire from all that and work for him full time, amen, you can still be working for God. That is no excuse why you cannot, amen, be a light. That is no excuse why you cannot share your testimony. That is not an excuse. Matter of fact, God will put you on an assignment just so you can hook up with somebody. I remember God put me on an assignment a couple of years ago. I don't know why, God. I said, God, I don't even want to be here. Why you put me here? But guess what? That's where I met Sister Olivia and her family. Glory be to God on that assignment. And here they came. They became members of the church. I baptized all of the children and everything. Look, God has seen you on one assignment, but you're still working for him. Just stay focused. Whatever you do, if you just put God first, everything going to be all right. Amen. Everything going to be all right. And so we want to thank you again, sister. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. For that very thorough elaboration. Amen. On Dr. Luke. Amen. You said so much. You said so much. If you're just signing in, amen, you'll be able to hear the whole thing replay on social media today, or you can just come right back here to Blog Radio and go into our archives. We have thousands and thousands of messages, amen, in our archives. Amen. So just pull it up. It'll be sitting right on top. Amen. And listen to it again. Amen. And share it with your family and share it with your friends. Amen. Luke, the physician. Luke, the spiritual physician of the soul. Amen. God bless you. Amen, my sister. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Amen. All right,
thank
saints. You're welcome. Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right, that was our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson, amen, out of Philadelphia. We thank God for her. Amen. If you desire for her to come speak at your church, amen. Speak in your cell group, amen. Minister, amen. Reach out, amen. Glory be to God, amen, to us. And we'll put you right in contact with her, amen. And just let the Holy Ghost have his way. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. And form of announcements today. Let me see. These days go so quick. Okay. We will be meeting at the altar of prayer today, just one time today, 12 o'clock. Amen. 12 o'clock noon. Glory be to God. And then we will be back here again tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. Amen. Same time, place, and station. And then Sunday. Amen. Two times on Sunday. 12 o'clock on this platform, 9 p.m. on social media. Those are our announcements on today. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for you and all of you, amen, who support this ministry financially and all of you who the Lord is dealing with. Amen. If you desire a one-time gift, if you desire to be a monthly partner, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. Several ways that you can give. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, LifeWordJesus. Amen. Our website is the www.lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Just hit the donate button there. Amen. And the mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, and Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. 19038. Thank you. Amen. For your giving in Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. Let us continue to pray one for another. Amen. We need one another. Hallelujah. And we have an obligation to pray for one another. And if we don't pray for one another, we're in sin. Amen. And know that God can use you to be the physician, the spiritual physician of somebody's soul every time you witness, every time you minister. Glory be to God. Every time. Amen. Hallelujah. Every time you lift Jesus up. Amen. Hallelujah. He who winneth souls is wise. Amen. And we bless the Lord. It's been my pleasure to serve today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for the service today. We thank you for the word of God today. We thank you for the woman of God today. God, we thank you for this, God, this feeding us so richly, so nurturing, so nutritious, Father. Thank you, amen, for that bread from manna from heaven. Oh, Father God, as you said, we shall live, Father God, not by bread alone, but by every word that cometh from your mouth, the living word. Thank you for the living bread. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. Now, Father, help us to hide the word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, Father. Father, we praying for a good day today. Help us not to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. But order our steps. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways. Father, we thank you, Father God, for those who bless this ministry. Father God, with their service, with their finances, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you would bless the money as the money is given, Father, for the upbuilding of your kingdom, the tearing down of the stronghold of sin, and return to the sender 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, and we bless you even right now. Now, Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the Spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen and amen. And Satan is defeated, and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a beautiful day, a lovely day, a magnificent day. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Amen. Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Hallelujah. Thank you again, Evangelist. Amen. For an awesome, awesome, awesome elaboration. Amen, everybody. I love you, love you, love you. And as the Evangelist said, and it ain't nothing you can do about it either. Amen. God bless you.
He's a mighty God, able to do the impossible. If you ask in faith, never wavering, He is faithful to do exceedingly above. All you ask or think, and it shall saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord.